What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's been a busy day around these parts. We've tiered off the quarterbacks in the NFL. Check that out at Jones and Keefe. Already a lot of feedback there on social media. I'd say most of it not very positive.
Hey. That's all right.
It's okay.
That's okay.
You know, all...
I assume the people not saying anything fully agree with it.
Yeah,
and the
right,
people
exactly.
who are the ones that got to speak
Well, when
up.
You look at it that way, that's true. Most people do agree. That's true. Ken popped in here and was yelling at us about Justin Herbert.
No, he also came in here and yelled at us about Justin Herbert.
So. He hates Herbert.
Guy hates
There's
Justin
a lot
Herbert.
Of Herbert haters
yeah,
out there.
I don't quite know what's going on there. It was like lost a bet on him or something like that. But anyway, we carried you one press conference. Marco Sturm earlier today. Here's another. Mike Vrabel live at Patriots minicamp.
I was wondering
Well, I don't think it's a downtime. It's time away from, you know, the facility. I think it's important. It's probably the most five important weeks of the off season, as far as I'm concerned, and just my history as a player and a coach. It's critical that they come back in shape, that they're ready to go for training camp, that we're prepared as coaches with the schedule and the installation and what we're doing. And the players have to hold up their end of the bargain to prepare for that training camp.
Do most players understand that now, Mike?
I mean, they will tomorrow morning, but I mean, I hope. I mean, the ones that have been successful and played in this league, I'm not going to speak for 90 guys that they know how important it is. I think they're focused on today, and we'll cover that tomorrow.
How important is that message? How does that message be different?
More where they're at in their career, you know, is obviously significant, but it just how Morgan prepares and how a younger player would prepare is going to be different. You know, but both are going to have to be, you know, ready to go, just using those two different age groups at the same position. And so, you know, we always tell them that everybody will have a plan. This is maybe more for when we get to training camp and you'll say, well, why is so-and-so doing this or that? Everybody's going to have a plan. It'll be, you know, different with as many players as we have. And my job is to make sure that everybody's working regardless of what plan that they're on. I mean, there'll be players that just do individual. There'll be players that just do team. There'll be players that, you know, are off on the side conditioning or whatever that may be, that's going to change daily throughout training camp.
Mike, how do you feel about your roster right now? Are there any areas where you look at it and say, man, it's a glaring spot, we could use more competition or more depth?
I think that's good. Should go for every position on the roster. I think that, I mean, we would always want to do that, I think. I mean, trying to always continually make the roster more competitive and trying to find everybody that can continually help us throughout from now until the end of the season. I think that just has to go on. That has to happen. Whether that does or not, I don't know. It's not going to keep us from looking or trying to, you know, bring up ideas or players or how we acquire players or, you know, between now and the end of the season.
The reason I ask that is there's always at this time across the league a number of guys who might be in whatever kind of contract strife or on the trade blocks. So not speak about them specifically. Would you guys constantly be monitoring all discussions?
I think that we have to. Again, it would go for the ability to acquire good players, good people that feel like it can help us at any position. So, you know, I don't know what those situations are throughout the league, but I'm all for trying to make the roster better any chance that we can.
Mike, we'll get the chance later today to speak to Stephon Diggs. We're on the outside looking in. You're obviously on the inside looking out. Have you seen the dedication?
I'm not looking out. I just stay right in here and I'm focused.
Thank you. Have you seen the dedication from him that you hoped to when you signed him?
I think this goes without saying that we would love every player to be here and during the voluntary portion of the offseason. Right? I think that we can all agree on that. That doesn't always happen for multiple reasons. But I would say that his time here, that I've been able to be around him and that our coaches, and he's learning. I think he's, you know, rehabbing. He's one of those players that's on a different plan, so he's going back and forth from different tempos to rehab, and you know, we'll be tight in there today. So, you know, the last time we were inside, I don't think you guys were there, other than the rookies. But the offense would run a play, and then the receivers that were working on their own would are kind of running, and there'd be a lot of action, and so then they don't have a defense, but then now the other offense and defense are in a huddle, and then they run another play, and then you'll see Jalen and Diggs, I would imagine, if that looks like it did before. So I just go by what I see. I think those players are all working, and, you know, like I said, they have a different plan.
Mike, what have you seen from Efton Chisholm this offseason? What's allowed him to have a little bit of an impact to this
fight? Well, I mean, I think he's a talented player. I think he has a certain skill set. He's dedicated. He's studied extremely hard. He has a good feel for what we're asking him to do. And he's, I think the biggest thing for receivers is that there's trust, you know, from the guy that throws the football. And when you earn the quarterback's trust, any one of them that we have, any one of the three, it doesn't take you long to figure out who the quarterback trusts. It's the ones they target. It's a good indicator.
Mike, the time you've spent around Will Campbell so far, has this been more learning new things about him or affirming the things you came to learn and believe during the pre-draft process?
Just trying to coach him, just trying to help him each and every day. You know, feel good about the offensive line coaches that are working with him, with Doug and Haas and Cougs, and I just try to provide, you know, any input that I can and help. And, you know, just, I don't think there's anything, you know, just kind of helping him become a pro and helping him, you know, acclimate himself to this league and kind of what's going to happen and how we need to be ready for it.
We've seen Jalen Polk wearing yellow tape out there. What's the classification wearing yellow tape, quarterback red?
Well, I just trying to be careful and not have any issues. We had a shoulder procedure in the off season, and at this point in time, I would just like to get to training camp. And you know, I think we've kind of figured out how to practice early on. I mean, you can clearly see that there's different speeds in how we practice. And early on, maybe that jog through was probably, you know, a little faster than what it needed it to be. And so I just wanted to be careful that, you know, they can let him get his looks and operate and function, but just be mindful that, you know, this player's working with something, and that'll be the case throughout the season. That'll be, you know, players that are trying to get ready for the game that, you know, we'll have those on, and it's just an acknowledgement that we all kind of have to work together to achieve a goal.
Mike,
Mike, I think we asked you a few weeks ago how much you care about, like, when a player throws interceptions in practice. How much do you care when a player like Kyle Williams goes up and catches a 50-yard bomb over two defenders in practice yesterday?
I mean, I think you have to be able to, you know, hit those down the field. Those are, you only get so many chances at those contested catches down the field. Appreciate the DBs for the most part. You know, again, they kind of have to give way in the spring. But any chance that you can get completing those not on air with defenders around, and, you know, I think that's always good.
That rush, the rush you got there on that one when you watched.
I think that there's a lot of times that we could sit here and say to rush, you guys track sacks, I, whatever you want to do. They're rushing three steps, four steps, trying to pull off, take care of the quarterback. Like, it depends who you ask, Mike. You ask the defense, every play is a sack. You ask the offense, every play is not a sack. So it just depends on who you ask.
Mike, going back to Will, how do you forget? You mentioned how they're not pads, can't run block, and there's certain things that they can't do. How do you gauge where exactly his progress
is? Well, just understanding the protection, the sets, am I on the man side, am I on the zone side? Do I have a, you know, a sword or any of those terminologies that they have, how they're blocking the games? And, you know, it's been good work because our defense has been able to do a lot of this stuff and still take care of the guys and not, you know, if we're picking or we're running games, you know, do it in a sensible manner that takes care of everybody. So, gotten a lot of looks and gotten a lot of pass sets and different communications. You know, we'll work on a silent cadence today at times on some of those second and long and third down opportunities. So, we know we're going to have to be going the road at some point, obviously during the regular season, and function in crowd noise. So, we'll get that again today.
Without providing a timeline, any context on when he's doing well,
and then he'll, you know, he'll be here soon, and excited about that. So I think everybody's looking forward to that.
Mike, I think we've primarily seen Marte Mapu, the linebacker, so far. Is that where you envision him playing in this defense?
No, we wouldn't want to waste anybody's time, so except yours. but. Just try to find some versatility for him. He's got a unique skill set. He's got good size, good length. He's a good blitzer. So I just kind of thought that could, you know, that could help him and obviously try to help us.
The official date was announced for Bill Parcells and Jody Edelman's Hall of Fame induction. I'm just curious your thoughts on them and what they meant to this franchise and this organization.
Well, I mean, Coach Parcells is Super Bowl winning coach. You know, my conversations with him are just about people, right? Getting to know people. You know, he gave me great advice. Is sometimes you have to get out of this building, you have to, you know, go for a drive, you got to go to lunch or do something outside of here, which really resonated with me. You know, just always he had different relationships with most all his players. Some were different, you know. Different personalities meant he had to kind of take on a different personality himself, and clearly got the most out of his players and how he coached them, managed them, and prepared them. You know, Jules is just a, you know, ultimate grinder and competitor and taking advantage of opportunities and continuing to get better and playing his best in the biggest games and the biggest stages, and you know, just great representation of this organization.
Like that advice.
Okay, that's Mike Vrabel. We'll trim it there if he happens to say anything in the last few moments. We'll get to it. Marte Mapu and Patriots Hall of Fame might be my limit there.
Yeah, that's fine. Mike, a lot of wide-ranging questions.
But I think there was a lot of interesting stuff in there. Yeah. I don't know where you start. He was talking about Curran didn't ask him directly, but he was basically asking about Hendrickson, Watt, McLaurin, yeah, all these guys who were available. Are you happy with your roster? Would you go after them? He was asked about Steph Diggs, which was an interesting answer. Some other questions about the receiver room. What jumped out to you most?
Parcells is Super Bowl winning coach.
How about that?
You sure about that?
He is, just not here.
Not here.
But that's fine. I guess the first thing I would think of is, you know, Steph Diggs specifically, but I think it speaks to all the guys that missed the voluntary stuff. He's like, we want all the guys here. He's like, let's be clear about that. We want all the guys here for all the stuff. So the question,
Carlton Davis.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there are guys missing from the mandatory. Mac Hollins wasn't there yesterday at the mandatory stuff. Now, Vrabel said guys have some family stuff going on, so maybe those are more excused.
Well,
but,
yeah, like a Ramondre Stevenson miss is way different than
when he
else.
Said that, I was thinking about, he was asked directly about Diggs, but I was also thinking about
Diggs
Davis.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 2-year veteran guys that you just spent some money on that you want to bring in. So it's a new team for them. So new teammates, new coordinators, the whole thing. And he's trying to get as much as he can. And, you know, so some coaches, like, you know, Belichick feels that way, but would answer it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo probably would have said something like, you know, it's not mandatory. Guys can do whatever they want.
Who cares?
He might also feel that way.
There's more important
stuff
going on.
But he wouldn't voice it. Yeah, right. So, but, and, you know, for a lot of people, you know, and sometimes myself included, like a veteran misses part of camp and you're like, well, you know, he's a veteran. It's not mandatory. So he's not skipping out on anything. So is it really that big of a deal? But then you have the head coach himself being like, I want everybody there for everything.
Yeah, to me, that's what jumped out the most. Because I kind of thought he was scoffing at it when it was asked. Like, well, no. He's here. Why are you even fishing for it?
He's pivoted.
And he's like, no, we'd love every player to be here. Yeah. I think we can all agree on that. Doesn't always happen. And then he got into his time here and what he's doing. But he made it clear he wants guys here.
Yeah.
It's not up to him. It's voluntary. But his preference is for guys to be here. So I thought that was newsy. I think people are really taking and running with his answer about the roster. That Curran asked, that back and forth, where again, it's like, oh, are they about to trade for Hendrickson or Watt or McLaurin? Are they about to do it?
I mean, unlikely, but they should have their eyes open.
I mean, I guess if you want to read into that, go for it. Basically, all he said was, yeah, we're always looking to upgrade every position. I kind of thought it was really a non-answer, to be honest.
Yeah.
But he didn't shut the door on making trades, so if you want to run with that, go ahead. But I think people are overreacting on that. The other thing that I thought was interesting, they were separate questions spaced out, but he really engaged on Efton Chisholm.
Hmm.
And he didn't really engage on Kyle Williams. You notice that? They're both rookies. Neither one's done anything. So when he was talking up Chisholm, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then when he kind of was lukewarm on Kyle Williams, I'm like, well, maybe he's just being a head coach who doesn't want to let expectations get out of control. But he kind of did that with Chisholm. He was asked about Kyle Williams going up and getting a bomb 40 yards downfield. He's like, well, yeah, you got to be able to hit those. And he's like, it's always good when you do. A very lukewarm answer. On Chisholm, he called him a talented player with a different skill set. And different to me sounded like complimentary different. Maybe it wasn't. Like, oh, he's got a different kind of skill set.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
I thought it sounded like a good thing when he said it. Maybe I got to re-listen.
Uh-huh.
But he said the biggest thing is the trust from the guy that throws him the ball. They trust the ones they target. You know what Drake May said about Chisholm yesterday?
Mm.
Like, he had like 30 catches in OTAs or something like that. So, yeah, I thought he gave Chisholm quite a bit of praise, to be honest, and then didn't. On Kyle Williams, which stood out.
I wonder if it's one of those things where he sort of knows these guys at least a little bit through the first few weeks that he's been able to kind of coach him up a little bit. And with an undrafted guy, you already know he's going to be working his tail off. Like, he knows he might not make the team.
Throw him a bone.
You could throw him a compliment, and like, what's the harm in that? Whereas Kyle Williams, maybe
day already, two pick.
Yeah, maybe thinking he's already on the team,
yeah,
and like, you might like him, but like, you're like, I'm not going to go out of my way to compliment you. Like, those are the plays you should make. So why am I going to throw you a parade for that? Because then maybe he feels like, you know, if I start doing that now, maybe he takes his foot off the gas a little bit or something along those lines. It could just be like a coaching kind of
strategy, for sure. I lump them in. They're both rookies. They're kind of in the same bucket. But you're right. I mean,
they come
into
the league differently.
One guy had a lot more draft capital and investment. So anyway, do you think the Patriots are about to make a big move for Hendrickson or T.J. Watt or Terry McLaurin? I know social media seems to be taking that and running with it. To me, that felt more like just a non-answer. But read into that if you want. He made it clear he wants Steph Diggs here. He wants Carlton Davis here. They weren't here for OTAs. They're here for minicamp. But he made that very clear. And also his discussion about some of the younger receivers. 617-779-7937. We got a key for madness for you at 1245. Speaking of young players, we saw one for the Red Sox last night. And yet the team... kind of still the same they've been all year. Another bad loss. We'll get to that with all your phone calls right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the Prudential Center, located in the heart of Back Bay, features over 70 shops and eateries. Discovery at the center of it all. Red Sox fell to the Tampa Bay Rays 10-8 in extra innings in Roman Anthony's MLB debut last night. Anthony went 0-4 with an RBI. The series continues tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's Thousand Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets a start for the Sox against the Rays' Ryan Pepiot. Don't forget to tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand beginning at 6:10. Today's day two of Patriots mandatory minicamp. Practice begins at 12:30. In the Stanley Cup Final, the Panthers took a 2-1 series lead over the Oilers with last night's 6-1 win in Florida. Game four is Thursday night. And the NBA Finals will resume tomorrow night. It's Game 3 between the Thunder and the Pacers. That series is tied at a game apiece. Head into Fenway for the game. Park in the Prudential Center's garage for just $25 for night and weekend games. Located in the heart of Back Bay, shop, dine, and discover all Prudential Center has to offer, including the View Boston Observation Deck. Just a short walk over to Fenway from the Pru. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It was great. There wasn't too much traffic. It was nice. I got to just kind of get here as quick as I could, and you know, obviously a little bit of a short notice, but you know, better than being on the bus to Lehigh Valley right now.
Roman Anthony here, Keith.
Yes!
He lucked out. Not a lot of traffic. Worcester to Boston. Nick knows you got to be real lucky for that.
Time of day coming in, it's not the worst.
It's true. Yeah, opposite traffic. Right.
That's true. His car looks sweet. I'm not a car guy. That thing looked nice.
I'm not a car guy either, yeah. But I wanted that car.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
Uh-huh.
But okay, Roman Anthony's here. He looked very poised at the plate, not so much in the field. Red Sox lose again. Your thoughts on all of it, Keith?
Excited that Roman Anthony finally got called up, even under the circumstances. Looked like something's up with Willy Abreu.
Well, I was going to say, are you annoyed at that at all?
I am, but it's like a beggars can't be choosers. We've been screaming about Anthony and Meyer for a while.
But they didn't really promote him.
No, they're both injury replacements.
Right. They called them up because key players got hurt. It wasn't really, they didn't really listen to what we asked for.
No.
Guys got hurt, and so they brought him up, which is annoying.
So it's like the result you wanted, but how they got there is annoying because the guy hit a 500-foot grand slam, and he wouldn't have been called up unless Willie or Bray, something happened with him.
Correct.
So I was like, all right, whatever. Like you almost have to ignore that as a Sox fan. You're like, great, he's up here. I did think it was pretty cool that you had those three guys hitting consecutively in order. 5-6-7, by the way. Not, 7-8-9. Or
we like, just said the other day, we wanted Campbell ninth, and we're like, just keep him ninth and don't screw around with him. Next thing you know, he's batting seventh.
That's because he socked a home run over the weekend, so it's like you gotta move him up in the lineup.
That's because Connor Wong is just that bad.
Connor Wong's terrible.
That's true. If Connor Wong's in the lineup, Campbell is allowed to hit eighth. That's true.
Terrible.
Roman Anthony already has more RBIs than Connor Wong this year. He passed him last night.
I mean, it's a shame that double play he grounded into didn't count as an RBI.
That's true.
But then they pinch hit for Connor Wong with the only guy worse than Connor Wong.
It's true.
Possibly. And David Hamilton. They brought in
Hamilton instead of Narvaez, which was a first guess for Lou live on the broadcast last
night. Good.
And a very fair first guess.
But they couldn't field again. They scored runs. And so this has been a recent theme where they scored enough runs.
Specifically, he couldn't field.
No, that was horrible.
Or Marcelo Meyer.
No.
Or Trevor Story didn't know the infield fly rule.
Jared Duran didn't. He could have thrown a guy out. Or at least had a play at the plate and fumbled it. So, yeah, they had their miscues in the field. But they still scored 8 runs. Like, they gave up 10 runs. And so they lose another extra inning game. Their record in one-run games we know is trash. This happened to be a 2-run game. But their record in extra inning games, also trash. So it's just kind of more of the same. Like a little bit of excitement. There was definitely more buzz when you heard Roman Anthony's getting called up. There's more reason to listen to the radio or to watch the TV, whatever. And you're excited about that. And then the game kind of plays out the way that it does. Brian Baio was fine, right? The defense wasn't helping him out. They weren't doing him any favors.
You think he went away from Baio too quickly? I know it was it the fourth time through the order?
Yeah, I think it was.
But he was at 82 pitches.
Low pitch count in the seventh.
Now, he had walked the number 8 hitter, and then he got the number 9 hitter, and then they were turning over their lineup. So I'm not going to tell you I didn't get it in real time. I understood it, but it didn't work for Cora.
No, it didn't. Bernardino's been pitching quite a bit.
Yep.
He didn't have it.
And by the way, so Anthony, you're right. I said this earlier. I'm like, I don't want Anthony I want him here, but why were you grooming him to be a left fielder and then he barely played right field, hasn't played right field since May. He's only played it, I think, 4 games all year. And then his first game in the big leagues is in one of the hardest right fields to play in the majors and a position he wasn't getting ready for. So that's annoying to me. That probably had nothing to do with his error last night. And I want Anthony here. I'm not saying send him back down. But why are all these kids here playing out of position? And the one guy who you'd think would have some flexibility to play out of position, Rafael Devers, who's at least, played third base before. Third base is wide open for him right now. He can play his normal position.
No.
He's the one guy you won't move. But all these rookies who you want to just get them as established big leaguers and comfortable out here, none of them are playing the position they came up doing.
Well, it's because you have all these studs that were all tops in the all of baseball prospects. They really, the exception of the guy that started the year with the big club, were all really good in camp. Maybe all could have started the year with the team. But you already had a high-paid shortstop, and you already had, not high-paid, but you already had 3 starting outfielders in your mind, right? Because now that Story's back, Rafaela can play center, Jaron Durant's coming off an MVP-caliber season in left, and Willie Abreu had an under-the-radar, really good rookie year. He was solid. So you have those guys. So then you have no obvious spot for Meyer or Abreu. And then guys get hurt, but not at their positions. Like, we were all waiting for the inevitable Trevor Story injury, and it never happened. Meyer would be playing short because of a Story injury. But instead, Casas, Bregman, and now Abreu go down. Devers won't move off of DH. So now you have both hot corners and right field, which are not the positions that Meyer or Anthony play. But you're like, we can't keep promoting like Sogard and like Romy Gonzalez and guys like that. Like,
who was the guy who was here for like 2 days, Eaton?
Oh, Nate Eaton.
Yeah.
Like, we can't bring up Nate Eaton with like a straight face again.
Right.
Like, we're going to have to, I guess, move these guys out of position. So that's what it's come down to.
But it's amazing that this organization does that. And again, Rafael Devers cried about leaving third base, stormed out of camp for leaving third base. Third base is wide open, and he won't even go there. So it's not even about playing him out of position.
No.
I'd play him at first base. I'd play him at third base. But the guys they play out of position, and at least they show a willingness to do it. They're not going to say no, unlike the other player on the team. But, yeah, I find that to be frustrating. And so we'll see. I do put that on Cora, by the way, that Anthony's in right field. Organizationally, they had Anthony prepped to play left. And Cora, the explanation I heard from him before the game is they didn't want to move two different guys. So
they do all the time.
Well, that's what didn't make sense to me. Yeah. But to me, that's more Cora than organization. If you want to put it on Breslow, though, fine. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
The big takeaway is that the Red Sox still promote Roman Anthony, which you've all been waiting for, and they're still the same exact team doing the same exact stuff. So you can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Let's try Alex in Connecticut, waiting very, very patiently. Go ahead, Alex.
Yep, I am. I don't get a chance to listen to you guys, but lately I've been able to, and I really appreciate that because I live in Southern Connecticut. I grew up in the Bronx, and I'm a Red Sox fan.
Okay, all right.
And a serious diehard.
Okay.
Spent all my summers up at the Cape, so I grew up that way.
All right, good bona
fides. The reason I'm calling is that I don't know you guys very well, but I know this is really to Jones. I think that's...
All right.
You know,
that's fine.
Just to say, I don't even know your first name. I'm sorry.
It's Adam. Don Sweeney let you know it's Adam earlier today.
Okay. I just didn't want to say Jones, you know, because I don't want to be rude. But what I'm saying is that, you know, first of all, I just want to ask you a question. I don't mean to be cheeky. Are you a Red Sox fan?
Yes.
Because, okay, but you don't like Cora. From what I have been listening the last couple of weeks, I could tell you don't like Cora. You'd probably like to see him fired.
Yes.
Okay, so my call is, I'm going to just, if you give me a couple minutes, I'm going to...
A couple minutes.
Take all the time you need, Alex.
Hold on. My defense of Cora over here, and then I want to hear what you have to say about it.
Uh-huh.
Because this goes back to really the Hein Bloom days, right? Think about the managers we've had since Francona. I mean, we've had some terrible, you know, the Bobby Valentines and the...
Farrell. Yeah, did you like... Well, I was just going to say, Alex, Alex, just yes or no, and then I'll let you keep going. You like John Farrell, yes or no?
I'm so-so. I could take him or leave him. 50-50.
So that's a no. Keep going. Yep.
Yeah, I would. If you had to, I'd say no. So anyway, you know, so after the 2018 season, the Hunt were great team and everything. Our pitching coach, remember, was Lavangi. Now Lavangi was gone. We ended up with Dave Bush afterwards, and he's the one that kept us in it. We had a 500 basically club the next few years, and every time we got to the trading deadline, we never really got help because of the guy that we had. That was, you know, Hein Bloom. We should have never let Dombrowski go, but we let him go, even though everybody said, well, he depleted the farm system, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the man that depleted the farm system, but Tristan Casas, Sedan Rafaela, Brian Bello, those are all Dombrowski
Jaren
guys.
Duran,
good
yeah,
players.
Yeah. So what's your point on Cora?
We are going to need the Cora point soon, so I can respond to it before the show's over.
Dave Bush right now, Andrew Bailey should be gone, but he's not because he's Breslow's buddy. Dave Bush is now has been in Texas. They've got one of the best pitching staffs around. They're second or third in ERA. They're number one in WHIP.
We don't care. What's the Alex Cora point?
Well, yeah.
I don't understand why you don't care. So the point is, you want to blame a guy like Cora? That's not his fault. The problems are with Breslow, his buddy Andrew Bailey, who's a horrible pitching coach.
So Breslow
and
put the pitching coach in.
Whatever.
And they should have Dave Bush back. I would say to him what we've said to Bradfoe before, which Bradfoe didn't really want to answer, and we can ask him again on Thursday. Has Cora had a good year?
No, he's had a horrible year.
Like, come on.
So he's blaming...
Did you see, by the way, the people...
So he's blaming Andrew Bailey. So they're having a bad year because of Andrew Bailey.
He's blaming the GMs, which I'm with him. They never should have fired Dombrowski. That's a Henry thing. I was one of the few in the city saying that at the time.
I'm starting to think they should have kept Mookie Betts.
So, like, I guess he's blaming Breslow is what he's doing. He has a bigger problem with Breslow than Cora. Cora's having a horrible year. And did you notice the circling of the wagons last night? Carrabas and that ilk. I love Carrabas. But he had a tweet last night where he's like, you should fire Cora. Shut the F up. When Cora pinch hit Romy Gonzalez. Like, he pushed one right button. So now talking about firing the manager on the underachieving team.
They're nine like games crazy out of first place.
Thank you.
They're a mess.
And he went, if you want to give him credit for Romy Gonzalez, go ahead. That was a good move by Cora.
Yeah.
Good move.
He also put in David Hamilton.
He also put in
and yanked Mayo.
Bernatillo, whatever else. Burned the house down last night on top
also,
of Zach Kelly.
You know Meyer wouldn't have done anything. He already walked and had
so
a double.
Like, my God, Cora,
yeah, right, just, he took Meyer out. I don't love that.
Even if you like Cora, he said he didn't like Farrell. All of Farrell's numbers are better than Cora right now. Winning percentage, postseason appearances. Yeah. They won the same amount of World Series, so you didn't like Farrell. Like whatever, fine. Even if you like Cora, you have to acknowledge he's having a horrendous year, and you don't have to fire him on the spot. You don't have to do that, but he's having a terrible, terrible year. That's my response. Thanks for listening.
Just putting it all on the pitching coach. But this is what happens. Like last year, there was like a little bit of pushback for like Mayo. It was like, well, the receiver coach sucks. Like the receiver coach sucks. They're like, oh, well, the O-line coach. Like all this. Like, what about the head coach? Like, what about the manager of the team?
Yo, what about Dave Bush? It's at least a new take.
I mean, I don't know how you spin it with Andrew Bailey. Do you think Andrew Bailey is a good pitching coach or no?
No.
See,
no.
Probably not.
Yeah.
He came across pretty good in the clubhouse, the documentary that
he
you did. And I watched.
He was
nobody
awesome
else did.
For the first month last
I was just going to say, for like a month or two last year, he started out hot, and then, no, he's not been a good pitching coach.
Tanner Houck is both a reason why he's good and bad.
Yeah.
Like, Tanner Houck, for a stretch last year, you're like, oh, Bailey got that out of him? And then you're like, well, since then, he blows. And, like, Cutter Crawford was, like, a point to him, and you're like, well, he hasn't even been able to get back on the field. But then a lot of the other guys have been a mess. Like, really, Garrett Crochet, who already came in as a stud, is good. And everybody else is pretty much meh.
Yeah. So you want to say fire the pitching coach, fire the hitting coach?
Care.
I mean, go ahead. I just keep the manager on that list, too. 617-779-7937. Phone calls there. It is a Tuesday, 1245, which means it's time for the madness. Kiefer Madness, next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Is snakes up there this big?
Souvenir of the honeycomb from the colony that almost killed my husband.
You heard right. Emotional support alligator.
And they were running.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, do we have a story for you, sir?
Remember last week? I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the thing. So last week we had a Bigfoot sighting, a legitimate Bigfoot sighting, one of the probably the best in decades.
Yeah, it looked like he was pretty in like clear. A bit of a food coma or something.
He was slow. Yeah, he wasn't fast.
No.
He wasn't in a rush to get out of the way of the
camera.
No,
he's like, damn, they got me.
So he kind of ducked behind a tree a little bit, but not fully behind the tree.
No, not fully hidden, no.
But I got the people talking.
Yeah.
And this happened in Michigan. And so now it's made, obviously, waves, and people even on the news are discussing it. Bigfoot made the news.
Wow. A detailed report of a Bigfoot sighting is still making waves in Monroe, Michigan.
One of the great questions of our time. It has some wondering whether somebody will...
Hold on. Yeah. I tend to agree with this guy, yeah. But he says it pretty matter of fact. Would you say this is one of the great questions of our time?
Well, yeah.
Is there a Bigfoot? How many Bigfoot?
Is there a Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Where are them aliens at?
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. I'd say it's up there.
Aliens, pretty significant. Ghosts.
Yeah.
What happens when you die? Not to get morbid or dark, but these are the questions I think about often.
Yeah.
Does Bigfoot exist?
Do you think he said it?
He said it with a straight face.
But do you think, but was it dismissive? Not dismissive is what you're telling. I haven't seen the video. I haven't seen the delivery.
He's an older guy, but he's been doing the news a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And probably nobody better. He started out, I thought, a little tongue-in-cheek, but not really.
Okay, good.
Unless he's like Stephen Wright.
Such a pro.
Stephen Wright.
Oh, yeah. Okay. To the other side.
We'll see.
Yeah. A detailed report of a Bigfoot sighting is still making waves in Monroe, Michigan.
One of the great questions of our time. It has some wondering whether somebody will spot Bigfoot again. 13 Action News anchor Tony Geftis is back from Monroe tonight. He's live in studio with the update. Tony?
Yeah, see, he does chuckle slightly there. So maybe he is. I can't see him,
but it sounds dismissive to me.
Maybe you're right.
He's a hardened newsman, as you said.
Well, and as a Bigfoot truther, I do get kind of, people will snicker.
Yeah.
People will kind of poke fun a little bit at that, which is unfortunate.
Just so I understand the setup to this.
Oh, there you go. Nice job by Brian pulling it up on Twitter. Here's the gentleman in question. They call him the Gray Fox. He's been doing news a long time.
Yeah, you see those glasses? Those mean...
The glasses aren't even for his vision. They're just for style.
I'm a professional, is what those glasses are saying to me. And so, no, but this is... They're reacting to the same Bigfoot video that we've seen, or this is a separate Bigfoot story?
Same one.
And people are just...
They love it.
Clamoring for more Bigfoot content.
Because it happened near them. It happened in their...
Okay. I just want to make sure
right in their own backyard.
Okay, I get it. I just want to make sure I understood.
Yes. A lot of time you're thinking Pacific Northwest.
No.
Tennessee.
Nope.
Michigan.
As a Lions fan, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Lee Christian, this report was published online by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
That's right.
Good.
So you know it's legit.
Yeah, you want to know.
They have a blue check mark, these guys.
Yeah.
Which deemed the site incredible. It was picked up by the Associated Press, and now people all over have heard there may be a Bigfoot in Monroe.
Maybe like that. So it's on the website. The AP picked it up. So this is, if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, this is their field correspondent who is all over the story. Look at—he's got a clicker there. He's got a website behind him.
Is he just running the Twitch chat? What does he have up there?
BFRO, yeah. Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, known as BFRO.
How could you read that?
Looks like he's just reading comments.
I remembered it, Nick.
It looks like he's just
so blurry that your vision actually evened it out.
And actually, right. That's what I need.
I think he's just reading comments from Clappy Cheeks 10 and $10 Jacob stuff. That's what it looks like
There's a BFRO store. You can get all kinds of merch for Big Feet stuff. You got hats.
Yeah.
You probably have koozies.
Yeah.
I'm guessing boots, whatever you might need. Big T-shirt. Gloves.
Uh-huh.
Food, maybe to feed him. Traps.
Anyway,
let's find out what else is going on. Sure.
A reported Bigfoot sighting in Monroe, Michigan has made headlines across the country.
I heard a lot of talk about it. In fact, when I first heard about it, I was in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, great. I don't care where the hell you were. Seriously. It's like our last caller. Oh, I'm in Southern Connecticut. I grew up in Brooklyn.
Well, that was like the Florida people. Remember all the Florida stories?
Oh, they love like, talking about what
I'm from this
county,
but this story happened in this county, right on the line from that county. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
All right, fine. You first heard about it in Baltimore. Great. Got it.
Now, this guy's all fired up about it. They interview a guy out there, also another silver fox, and they were asking him, they're like, did you hear about this? He's like, yeah. I was actually in Baltimore, Maryland when I heard about this story. Like, all right.
I heard a lot of talk about it. In fact, when I first heard about it, I was in Baltimore, Maryland. And I heard about it there. And I said, oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, he remembers where he was.
He was in Baltimore. Yeah.
How could he ever forget?
You remember where you were situation?
First time I heard about Bigfeet.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I was in Baltimore, Maryland.
And I said, oh, my gosh. I leave home for a week. And look what happened.
Bob Vergiles, voice of the Toledo Walleye.
Wow! Play-by-play guy!
Wait a minute.
He's a play-by-play guy.
The Toledo Walleye.
One of us.
Are those the new Mudheads?
Let's take a look. Toledo Walleye.
Triple A for the Tigers?
No.
No?
No.
What are the Toledo Walleye?
They are in the Central Division of the ECHL.
Oh, it's hockey.
It's a double A hockey affiliate.
Oh, my mistake. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not nothing.
The Walleyes were founded in 1991 as the Toledo Storm. And they play their games at the Huntington Center.
Sturm.
Toledo so Marco Sturm might have gone through these
he
guys.
Might have.
They have a pretty sick looking logo.
Oh, I bet. Walleye's good looking fish.
Toledo Walleye. He's holding a hockey stick, so you know I like it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a fish holding a stick.
Look, I don't want to take away from Kiefer Madness and distract, but if you had to Mount Rushmore some fish, Walleye are on there.
I mean, dolphins.
Trout.
Dolphins are fish, aren't they?
Yeah.
Aren't they mammals?
I think they are.
No, I mean sharks. Sharks are fish.
Sharks are fish.
You know, dolphins are famous mammals.
Yeah.
So I would go sharks.
Shark.
You'd probably be all sharks.
Yeah, trout.
All right, Brian did a great job. So
big
look
mouth,
at that.
Big
look
mouth
at,
bass.
Look at the Toledo Walleye.
He's missing a tooth.
Missing a tooth. He's got a helmet on. He's holding a stick.
That walleye's seen some stuff.
It's all taped up.
Yeah, that is a good looking fish.
It's a great logo.
Yeah.
I want the City Connect Toledo Walleye jersey. I need it.
Daily video.
I need to have it.
Yeah. Oh, look at that mascot.
Oh, he's a good-looking guy.
Wow.
He's a real good-looking guy. All right. Anyway, so I support the walleye.
Okay.
Look what happened. Bob Vergiles, voice of the Toledo Walleye and Monroe County resident, says the report of Bigfoot near La Pleasance Road is a talker. The account by a local man and his son was published by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
Bifro.
Yeah,
we've been over this.
Yeah.
You guys already talked about this. You stood in front of the screen.
If you need any Bigfoot swag, Bifro's got you covered. Yeah.
You did a whole break. I think maybe inside job.
I think this guy works for
Bifro.
Okay.
It took off from there, even prompting a nearby cannabis dispensary to offer a discount to anyone who comes in with photographic proof.
Good deal.
Hey.
If you have a picture of Bigfoot, like, you're like half off your weed or whatever?
Yeah, some free swag.
Not bad.
Yeah.
There was what was called the Monroe Monster years ago after the first fuel was loaded into the Fermi 1 reactor.
Somebody fact check this guy.
You can't.
He's on a roll.
It's irresponsible
to just let this man on the news of all places.
I think he has it.
Going on about the Fremoil reactor? Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, he's like, well, we got a big walleye game tonight. No, he said there was like an oil thing or whatever, but they had a Monroe Monster, which could have been
a Bigfeet.
It's like all the cultures have different stories of the flood, right? Mm-hmm. They're all coming together, but there's a lot of overlap there.
Mm-hmm.
The Monroe Monster, Sasquatch, Yeti, Bigfoot, they all kind of lead back to the same.
Sure.
Yeah.
Someone saw a big creature out near the Fermi power plant.
Right.
And so I think it's really funny that this was spotted near where that was, although they didn't really say what the location was, but it's...
Wait, what? Just let him go, Keith. You said it before.
It was exactly where it was. They didn't say where it was, but that is exactly where it was. I'm like, you're kind of losing me a little bit. I like this guy's enthusiasm overall.
Me too. He's a local historian, it seems.
I think so.
Yeah.
Monroe resident.
Near where that was, although they didn't really say what the location was, but it's near where the Monroe Monster was seen. Way back in the 1960s.
Some may wonder whether it's the same creature from the same lagoon.
Lagoon.
I did reach out to
them. Who said anything about a lagoon?
Fucking Brian now on Twitch.
It's COVID Heart.
Yeah, COVID Heart is a...
COVID Heart could be...
You see him in the wild.
Not to be this guy, but not tall enough to be confused for a Bigfoot.
He's a small foot.
Little foot.
A baby Bigfoot.
Just as hairy as your Bigfoot. There's Littlefoot. Native of Dartmouth, Mass. You may have seen him.
Yeah.
He would be one of the creatures.
He lurks on the South Coast.
You can see COVID Hart.
Teeny tiny little footprints.
Smallest footprints.
They look like a. It looks like a house cat, but it's actually a Littlefoot.
One of the many creatures of the Bridgewater Triangle. Yeah. Littlefoot, Danny Hart.
Now, I did reach out to the 47-year-old Monroe man who made that report. I reached out through his tenant who called him. We're going to keep you posted as to whether he can give us a firsthand account of what he and his 12-year-old son saw along Tamarack Creek. Christian?
Long tease?
Yeah. So we reached out. Didn't hear anything back. You'd think those guys would want to be on the news, but what do I know?
Okay.
That's good. Pretty good story, though.
Well, and good. First of all, I kind of want to listen to a Toledo Walleye game now, knowing this guy.
Oh, that guy's good.
His encyclopedic knowledge.
Some of the stories that he might tell.
Yeah, because sometimes there's downtime. You know, like, for instance, Stanley Cup final last night, 6-1 game.
Right.
You're going to have to fill that time. This guy doesn't sound like he's going to struggle doing that.
Plenty of stories.
He's on top of it.
Nobody is wanting to kill Bigfoot.
That's true.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
Well... Yeah, but what about a Littlefoot?
I don't think they're typically dangerous.
No.
Yeah, Littlefoot could be.
The one in that video did not look dangerous whatsoever.
Kind of out for a walk, enjoying the outdoors.
He was in a food coma. I think he had just
had a big snack.
And was just real tired of everything. They got him at a good time.
Yeah.
Is what I think happened with that Bigfoot.
Got a good shot of him, though.
Okay. That's the madness. Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe every Tuesday, most Thursdays as well, at 12:45. We got some Red Sox calls hanging out. We got people taking Keefe to task over Brad Marchand. We'll get back to the Patriots as well. Mike Vrabel spoke earlier today, had a very interesting answer on Stephon Diggs. So we'll get to that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.